Welcome to the Print Pod. Simran Sarur wrote an article titled Between China, Climate Change and Development, Ladakhi Nomads are Losing Grip on Their Land. I am Debdatta Chakravarti and I bring you the podcast version of this article. As one drives along the stunning Pangong Lake, the number of homestays and guest houses that dot the route begin to thin past the village of Man. By the time one reaches Chushul, a town in eastern Ladakh, the lake is hidden from view by hills, replaced by open fields. In Ladakh's arid, biting cold climate, these patches of green are vital for the survival of the Changpas, high-altitude nomadic tribe indigenous to the Changthang region. Chushul is only a few kilometers away from the line of actual control, the de facto border between India and China. This area has seen a lot of strategic action over the past few weeks, the latest being the disengagement of Indian and Chinese troops at patrolling point 15 in the Gogra Hot Springs area, which has been a point of deadlock between both countries since the 2020 standoff. Konchak Stanzin, councillor of Chushul and a member of the Ladakh Autonomous Hill Development Council, however, told the print the disengagement agreement did not sit well with members of his constituency, for whom it could have life-altering consequences. Konchak held a press conference Monday to raise this issue. It was attended by people from the villages of Pograng and Man. He told the print, "We have disengaged from PP16 Gogra as well, a decade-long permanent post, which means crucial grazing areas like the Kugrang Valley will become a buffer zone. The nomads are extremely unhappy because this means they lose access to that land. So much land has been lost across decades." The Changpas travel from valley to valley grazing their flock, a circular movement that is driven by the seasons. In the summer, they travel uphill where lush grass grows from the snowmelt. In the winters, when temperatures freeze to below 30 degrees Celsius, they graze in the plains. Experts say pastures for Ladakhi nomads have been shrinking since 1962, when the Indo-China War broke out. Apart from simmering tensions with China, the slow burn of climate change, development, and changing demographics have slowly eroded the quality of these pastures. Namgyal Futsog, a herder and former Chushul councillor who retired in 2015, said, "Before, all the family here were nomads. Now, it's down to about 60%. People are leaving to go to the city or becoming labourers with the Border Road Organisation, a road construction force, because it is becoming unsustainable to graze. Something urgent needs to be done about this." Konchak Ishe, leader of the Chushul village, stood outside his home and pointing to the peaks, said, "Earlier, we used to go all the way to Rezangla and Blacktop to graze our livestock, but now they won't even let us come close to the base of these areas." Ishe's family used to own over 600 sheep and goats 8 years ago. Today, they own just 280. Ishe attributes this dwindling of numbers to shrinking pastures. "If things go on like this, we will have to consider selling our livestock and leaving pastoralism altogether. It is a tight situation for us," he said. "Two or three houses in our village have completely stopped rearing livestock," he added. "The nomads of eastern Ladakh endure exceptionally difficult weather conditions to procure high-quality pashmina, fine goat hair which is processed and made into luxury shawls and other products. Research tracing the movement of Changpas in the Nyoma area show they travel around 135 kilometers through the year, moving from pasture to pasture to feed their livestock." Apart from tourism, the production of pashmina makes up a substantial revenue stream for the region. Ladakh produces about 50 tons of pashmina per year. Sunetra Ghosal, a researcher based in Leh who has worked with the Changpas, said, "Changpas have, over centuries, tried and tested methods of adapting to this cold climate. They are constantly monitoring the quality and health of the pastures and have found ways to cope with drought and locust attacks. In the Chushul area, though, it is not just the changing climate, but also border tensions that have restricted nomadic movement." According to Councillor Stanzin, most winter grazing areas in Chushul have come under dispute after 2020. He argues that this makes it harder for grazers to maintain their animals, which are vulnerable in such extreme temperatures and could die without proper care. Funsag said, "Us nomads know till how far our pasture lands stretch, and we know where to go for grazing. But when we go to one area, suddenly the army also follows to do its duty. We aren't going across the border to make any trouble. We go, graze, and come back, which is our right." Last month, Chinese troops reportedly stopped Indian grazers from entering a pasture in Demchok, claiming the area was theirs. While the matter was resolved peacefully, grazers from Chushul told the print that in their experience, it was mostly the Indian army that stopped them from accessing historical pastures. Stanzin said, "The movement of nomads becomes a point of negotiation for India. It's important that the army lets grazers go to the extent they used to. Nomads have been good allies to the government and the army. This land, now in the buffer zone, is absolutely vital. The pastures that are left for grazing have been subject to both climatic and anthropogenic stresses in the recent decades. In the 1950s, an influx of Tibetan refugees, spurred by border tensions, settled across pastures in the Changthang region along with their livestock, further dividing the land. Research shows that between 1950 and 2006, the population of Chushul alone grew by 178%. Yashveer Bhatnagar, a scientist with the Nature Conservation Foundation, a non-governmental wildlife conservation and research organization, said, "The influx of refugees and their livestock meant there were less area per animal to graze. This has also had an impact on wildlife, since herbivores were in competition with livestock for pastures and grazing land." The Changthang region is a cold desert ecosystem home to several endangered species such as the Himalayan wolf, snow leopards, and various ungulates like the kiang or wild ass. While the incentivization of Pashmina production, Bhatnagar and conservationist Sewang Namgyel have found that since the 1980s, herders have preferred to keep Pashmina goats as opposed to more traditional yaks and sheep. According to Ghoshal, this has resulted in the Changpas renegotiating their relationship with some of these wild species, such as the kiang, as pasture sizes shrink or are eroded. Karma Tashi, a 66-year-old Changpa who stopped grazing some years ago, said another looming threat was unpredictable weather patterns. "During the war, the ice that formed was so thick and the grass was very good quality. Over the years, we have seen less ice. Snowfall is not happening on time and the pastures are getting over quickly," he said. Ladakh is dependent on snowmelt for its irrigation needs, but has lost at least 70.32 gigaton of its glacier mass along with Jammu and Kashmir. Ladakh's largest glacier shrunk by 13.84% from 1971 to 2017, a study from 2018 has found. Its rocky terrain is not equipped to deal with much rainfall, but research shows precipitation has increased, causing more runoff and flooding. Bhatnagar explained that when snowfall thins, the water melts away quickly and does not percolate through the fields, affecting the flowering cycle of some plants in the region. He said, "If there's no moisture through the summer months and instead it arrives as rain in the monsoon months, the plants don't have enough time to fruit, which can affect the composition of the pasture. The warming climate has also allowed for something that wasn't typical of the region, agriculture. Though most families farm to feed themselves, agriculture across eastern Ladakh has grown, partly because the climate now allows for it." The Changpas from Chushul town spoke to the print and expressed a desire to see more development in the area. The central government announced a scheme called the Vibrant Villages Program during this year's budget, which, similar to the Border Area Development Program, will focus on building projects related to village infrastructure like roads and bridges, health, education, agriculture, sports, drinking water, and sanitation. Kumbai Nyoma, a Changpa with a flock of 200 sheep, yaks, and goats, gives the example of a prefabricated hut built by the government, a sturdier structure compared to the tents made of yak wool which Changpas have typically inhabited in a winter pasture where he grazes his animals. The nomads venturing far in winters use the hut for shelter. He said, "This tent is waterproof. It's a little warmer in the winters. I would like it if this government brought more of them." More development and tourism means the lifestyle and culture of the Changpas will likely transform to become more sedentary. Sering Tondop left pastoralism 3 years ago and is dependent on his 6 children. 4 are with the Indian Army, 1 is a driver, and the 6th lives at home. He said, "The mortality rate of my animals was very high because of reducing grazing land," adding that his children didn't want to live the nomadic life. They wanted steady jobs, so they left. According to Councillor Stanzen, migration to the city of Leh can be helped if there are incentives for nomads to stay, such as income guarantee or better basic infrastructure. Ghoshal too believes that policies should be more geared to the needs of nomads. He said, "A lot of policies don't adequately take into account the nomadic lifestyle. Some years ago, a dehairing plant for raw pashmina had been set up all the way in Leh with no consideration to the fact that nomads will have to bear the expense to travel there. It's a challenge, but policies dealing with nomads whose lives are in flux should be more inclusive of their voices and needs." Thank you for listening to the Print Pod. Stay tuned for more.